And you have given us 5 laws to live by so that we can escape from Zumanity. And what I want to do for the remainder of this interview is talk about those laws one at a time so people can understand your thesis. So let's start with your first one, the law of humanity.
Well, the law of humanity, of course, this idea was kind of built on originally, going back to the Ashwa Indians, and of course ancient civilizations, when people would feel their way into life. They would feel their way into the start of the day, they would feel their way through the day, and they would feel their way towards the end of the day. So the law of humanity, the things that are already built inside us, have been covered and veneered over the centuries just by concepts, by ideas of Zumanity. So the law of humanity is always there, Raymond. One of the illustrations I use when I do this talk is I say to people, it's a little bit like the Russian doll. You take off the big one, the first one, and of course it's a shell, a veneer. You can put on the floor and you can stand on. And you can repeat that process 7 times until eventually you find a small Russian doll, but this one's different because it's the original wood. It's a solid piece of tree, and there's no veneer on it. It's just painted. That is what the human being is like. Everybody still contains their law of humanity. It's deep inside them, but they have to uncover, they have to recover, and they have to eventually release it back into their own life. And that is the law of humanity. It's there already. It's not something we have to create, we have to study. What we have to do is we have to release it so that we come back to our human being.
I love it. And